Schiff said. Nothing what Adam Schiff or Shifty Schiff, nothing he said was true. This whole impeachment scandal. And don't let me get started on impeachment, because really, why are we talking about impeachment? Do you know people are dying from this coronavirus? Last report I saw, there was 17 countries that now have the coronavirus. 17 countries. And yet you have the mainstream media focusing on a sham impeachment, something that the country should not be going through. And yet we have this coronavirus killing people. And on top of that, Jamaica was hit with a 7.7 earthquake. But yet the mainstream media is focusing on impeachment. You know, we've all said it. We've all heard it. We talked about how the liberal media and the mainstream media, they're talking about XYZ to try to distract us from what's actually happening. The coronavirus should be something that should terrify everybody. But see, they don't want to say anything because they don't want you to take the extra precaution. They don't want you to, like, pay attention to what's really happening. For me, I see it, the way I see it, it's all biblical. Everything what the Bible's talking about is actually coming to pass. And I talk to people in the past and I say, either the Bible is 100% correct, or you have man looking in the Bible to see what they can do, make happen, to make it line up with the Bible. Which one is it? The Bible is 100% correct, because man don't have the power or the will to make all of these things happen, what the Bible's talking about. We are living in a time where people are lying to each other, blatantly lying, and they're believing it. We have people that's supposed to be on major news networks like Don Lemon coming out, making a joke about people because we simply disagree. And we're supposed to sit idly by while they do this? Are we supposed to be like, not even pay attention? And we're supposed to act like, oh, he's just being him? When it's the other way around, you have the liberals, you have the Democrats, the ACLU, the NAACP, and a whole lot of them attacking the person that said something. What was the guy, what was his name? Don Amos? Is that right? What he talked about the nappy head hoes? You remember that? I believe his name was Don Amos. They went down on him so hard. But see, you can say that in the black community. You can call them nappy head hoes all you want in the black community. You can say it in hip hop song. It's okay. Don Lemon can even say it because he's black. But let someone else say the exact same thing that's not black, and then they want to take him off the radio station. Then you have someone like Don Lemon doing what he did, completely despicable. And CNN and MSNBC and the rest of them, they love it, because they see how it affects us. They see how we reacted to it. And that's exactly Satan's game, to get all of us to act and react in a negative way. We're going to show some videos, and we're going to show some articles, and we're going to talk a lot more about different topics that the media don't want you to know about. This is To The Point with Will Johnson. We'll be back. You like this shirt? You like this hat? You can get them at UniteAmericaFirst.com, where you can see other apparel as well. The Democrats, they have been trying to take out President Trump from day one, ever since he came down the escalator. But this shirt here, it says it all. It makes a big statement. Get over it. Trump is your president. You can get it today at UniteAmericaFirst.com. This is how you support me. By going to UniteAmericaFirst.com, by buying the t-shirts, by buying the hats, by buying the other items that we have there. And also, you can make a donation at UniteAmericaFirst.com. I need your help and support to continue this fight in 2020. This year is so important. We are at a crossroads in this nation, and we actually see it. We can either go to the left, or we can go to the right. So I'm going to go and do everything I can, but I can't do it without your help. So please go over to UniteAmericaFirst.com and support me today. Again, that is UniteAmericaFirst.com. All right, welcome back, my hillbillies. I need a banjo. I like some hillbilly songs. How about you, Shannon? Do you like some bluegrass?
No.
You know, they talk about, I mean, there's actually some bluegrass songs that I've listened to that that I kind of like.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, if it's good music. But you know what? We're all hillbillies tonight. It doesn't even matter. We're all hillbillies, according to the left.
Only if you're a Trump supporter, you're a hillbilly.
Only if you're a Trump supporter?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We're all hillbillies. I'm a hillbilly. I'm not even upset about being a hillbilly. Seriously, I'm not even upset about it. You know, with the Don Lemon and what they did is completely despicable. Now, he tries to come across like he's a whole, you know, like he's sophisticated and he's an honorable man, you know. He tries to come across like he has dignity about himself.
Oh, yeah. He talks real slow like this. Is the truth I'm about to tell people.
Yeah, yeah. He goes,
and I'm going to say it slowly.
President Trump today should be impeached. And we're talking about how the Democrats have done everything they could to remove this president. Mm-hmm. But we have the Republicans just fighting this because the Republicans want to keep him there. The Republicans have lost everything. See, that's how he does. Sourpuss Don Lemon.
Yeah, well, let's show what he did last night.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to play the video, and I'm pretty sure everyone has seen this video. If not, we're getting ready to show you this video with Sourpuss Don Lemon and how he reacted when they said that President Trump, you know. Okay, let me lead into it a little bit before we go right to it. So there's actually more to the video that we're going to show you. So in the video, they were talking, it was Pompeo, I believe, that was talking to a reporter, and they were talking about where is Ukraine on the map, and she couldn't figure out where Ukraine was on the map. So they're basically coming to the rescue of the reporter, talking about President Trump can't find where Ukraine is, saying
I bet President Trump couldn't find it.
Yeah, even if there was a U with an actual picture of a crane next to it on a map, and that's when Don Lemon decided to think it was all funny and laugh. Okay, let's go to this video. And we'll talk more after this.
And obviously it's false. And look, he also knows deep in his heart that Donald Trump couldn't find Ukraine on a map if you had the letter U and a picture of an actual physical crane next to it. He knows that this is, you know, an administration defined by ignorance of the world. And so that's partly him playing to their base and playing to their audience, you know, the credulous boomer rube demo that backs Donald Trump, that wants to think that Donald Trump's a smart one and they're, y'all elitist or dumb.
You elitist with your geography and your maps and your spelling, even though my
your math and your reading.
Yeah, you're reading. You know, your geography, knowing other countries, sipping your latte.
All those lines on the map.
Only them elitists know where Ukraine is. Sorry, I apologize.
No, I mean,
oh my God.
Only you elitists know where Ukraine is. But then he points out that Trump doesn't know where Ukraine is.
Sorry, hold on. Wait, give me a second. Hold on. Sorry. That was good. Sorry.
That was a good one.
Okay, so listen.
Okay, it's over. It's a total fake laugh.
I don't think so. I think he's genuine.
You think he was genuine laughing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think he was unprofessional.
I would agree with that.
I think that he thinks that insulting President Trump and trying to make President Trump and his followers look bad is funny. I do. He was laughing uncontrollably. He has so much contempt for President Trump and for President Trump's followers that I think he actually thought it was funny. But here's the deal. I mean, what happened when Hillary called Trump supporters deplorables? It didn't come off very good.
No.
And this isn't going to come off very good for them either.
I don't know. You know, I kind of think that, you know, when he did that, because it went viral. And like I said, it was the last time I think I heard it was like 8 million views. And it was still growing. So, you know, CNN, they're probably like, yeah, we love this. You know, we don't, they have this whole campaign at CNN to try to take out President Trump anyways. So with Don Sourpuss Lemon doing this, doesn't mean anything. And there it is. Yes, I'm doing the name calling. Don Lemon doing this. And I guess the main thing is because he tries to come across like he's so professional. Like, he's the opposite of President Trump. Like, he's the opposite of Republicans.
This just showed how unprofessional they really are, right? And this just really shows us what they feel and think. Let me tell you something. MSNBC actually played it, too, and they were laughing and joking around, too. But here's the deal. I don't even call CNN news. It really is a Trump-hating talk show. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, when you turn it on, there's no news. All it is day in and day out is we hate Trump, and this is why we hate Trump. They don't talk about the $200 billion trade deal. They don't talk about the trade bill with China. They don't, they don't speak favorably of a peace agreement with Israel in the Middle East.
Nope, not at all.
They don't talk about ICE going after New York City because they're freeing thousands of illegals out onto the streets. They're not reporting the news around the country.
They're not even talking about the USMCA.
All they talk about.
They're not talking about how all the stuff, the tariffs, all the stuff, President Trump getting out of the Paris Climate Agreement. They don't talk about how all of these things have been a positive result for the American people.
Right. They have no diverse news stories. It's all we hate Trump. It's a talk show. It is not. Please stop calling it a news show.
It's 24/7 hate Trump. It's 24/7 hate Trump. How much can we hate him? And to try to figure out who can hate him the most, or who can even lie about the president the most and be believable. Really? I mean, that's what it is. They say who can lie the most about President Trump and be believable.
I mean, let's talk about, let's really talk about the examples of the people that support the different parties, right? So you have the Democrat Party, mm-hmm. where you have Antifa.
Yes.
I wouldn't be too proud of them.
Nope.
You have...
They are the foot soldiers for the Democrat Party, just to be clear.
Have you ever been to a Pride or LGBT parade? I'm sorry, I've been to them. They are gross.
Really? I didn't know you go to those parades.
Well, we didn't go to it, but... We have been to one. If you recall, we didn't know they were having one in San Francisco one day, and we got caught up in it. And my children were literally laughing at what they were seeing.
So you mean to tell me that you went there and got caught and you saw it? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I mean, I've been in San Francisco.
You almost want to.
Not even knowing that they're having their month pride, whatever, and then they show up and then the way they're dressed.
Well,
and,
I mean, we've even seen where they had people in the parade. Abortion parade where they're aborting baby Jesus.
Yeah, in the street. In the street.
Right. I mean, you go to the Women's March, which I helped you film, and we see, you know, F this and F that. This is their base.
Let me say this. Democrats, the leftist party that has been, that and you mentioned it earlier, the Democrat Party right now has a third party running with inside of it. And they are changing what the Democrat Party is. Now, you had some people in the past talking about the Democrat Party is moderate, the Democrat Party of the Kennedy, during that era. You know what? For me, and I had this conversation with my wingman, Ben Barquam, I told him, I said, you know what? The Democrat Party has always been this way. They're just coming out now. They're just exposing themselves. It's like, because, and I go back to my beliefs, Satan believes that his time is so short that he's no longer just holding back this demonic stuff that he's pushing. So it goes right with what the Democrats are doing today. They are calling for violence. That's why they have, like you mentioned, Antifa. They're calling for this violence. You have the Bernie Sanders camp talking about how they want to attack police officers and how they want to attack members that support President Trump. And they even want to attack MSNBC, of all people, because MSNBC apparently hasn't been giving Bernie Sanders the love. And that's because of the DNC. That's why I like to call them MSDNC. Because the DNC, they're still rejecting Bernie Sanders.
I mean, the news is supposed to be, you know, bipartisan. We know now... Unfortunately, in this country, the pendulum swinging. Either you're to the right or you're to the left. There's not a lot of news that's in the middle anymore. And that's because one is trying to compensate for the other, right?
Right.
The liberals go one way and then the right go another way. And we don't come to the middle anymore. But you have to have some decorum, right? I mean, calling a certain base stupid or hillbillies. It's just not professional, right? It's already not professional attacking the president every single day. They don't even have any bipartisan in any of their reporting whatsoever.
That's what I said. It's 24/7.
Nothing right that President Trump has done, and we know that's not true, right? They just can't admit it. They have so much contempt for him. They have so much contempt for the people that support him. They can't even contain themselves, and that's basically what happened today.
They can't.
Yesterday, he just can't contain himself.
So we have another video that I want to play for you, and this is one where. The left, they are, like I mentioned a second ago, in the Project Veritas video, how the Bernie Sanders campaign was calling, they're calling for violence. They're calling for violence. If President Trump wins, they said they're going to go out and start attacking police officers, drag MSNBC out onto the street, you know, and start beating them. Listen to this video here. And what's the guy's name?
Ossoff.
John Ossoff.
Yeah, John Ossoff. He's actually running for Senate in Georgia.
Yeah, running for Senate in Georgia. Now, this is someone who wants to come in and be a congressperson.
Senate.
This is someone that wants to be a congressperson, okay? That's going to literally go after the president. Same way AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and Presley, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Nadler, the whole lot of them want to remove President Trump. So let's go to this video and look at what they're raising here.
We need to send a message this year. We need to send a message that if you indulge this kind of politics, you're not just going to get beaten. You're going to get beaten so bad you can never run or show your face again in public. Because we have had enough. Absolutely enough of what we are getting from Donald Trump and his fellow travelers right now.
You hear that?
It actually really kind of reminded me of Rashida Tlaib after she got elected when she said she was going to go impeach the MF-er. Remember that?
I mean, they're saying they've had enough, though. What does that mean?
We've had enough winning, everybody. Let's just go ahead and get him out of office. We don't want any more good trade deals.
Yes.
We don't want a great economy. We don't want peace in the Middle East. We don't want any of this. We just want to say F you and F.
Yeah, I mean, they've had enough of President Trump putting America first. Do you hear that? Does anyone picking up on that? They've had enough of the president putting America first. They've had enough of this president doing great deals that's benefiting America. They had enough of it.
Yeah, I'm really wondering, when they say we've had enough, I'm sort of going, what have you had enough of? If anything, I've had enough of them constantly talking bad about a president and not having anything to support their hate. They don't have anything to support it. I mean, we even saw in the trial today, they're literally saying a Democrat lawyer got there and was saying, listen, they don't have anything to support their impeachment. There was no crime here. And I'm just sitting here listening going, you know what? Why do Democrats keep buying into this? Why?
Are you talking about the people that's voting for them?
Yeah, the people are,
You know what? That's, I'm going to tell you why. Because people believe the lies. And you know what it is? They believe these lies, and they like the way the lie feels.
That's true.
They like the way the lie sounds.
Right? I mean, that's why Don Lemon was laughing.
Exactly.
Right? He was like, they're that way.
Yeah, they like the lie. And I'm talking about people that are still voting for people like Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, and has voted for them for years. They like the lie, knowing good and well. And President Trump is not racist. You've heard it multiple times. Everyone that's watching, I don't have to convince you that President Trump is not racist. I mean, unless there's some trolls just watching or listening right now, President Trump is not racist. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why you believe that he's racist because you heard someone tell you that. Before he ran, he wasn't racist. It's the same tiring story that we have to repeat. President Trump already said that he doesn't support white supremacy or white nationalists, but he has to say it every single day because they still can't get it. He says it. They don't believe it because someone did a parody and said that he is racist.
Yeah.
Because they want to believe the lie.
I think it's hilarious that Trump tonight, after the media beats him up the liberal media beats him up, completely bashes him. The crowds at his rallies just keep growing.
What was the number?
New Jersey, of all places today, right? Which is pretty much a Democrat state.
I think they said it was his first time going there, too.
Had over 150,000
RSVP.
RSVP.
Over 150,000 people. Do you know what this message is sending to the establishment, to the globalists, to the Democrat? They can't stand it. It's a Democrat state, right? New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
It's Democrats, right?
Yeah.
You get all of these people coming up supporting President Trump. And I've had so many people. There's actually people that said they don't support President Trump. But what Don Lemon did today, they said, I can't go along with this. This is not right. You're supposed to have dignity. And then they did this. Now, imagine if they did this and it was a white person and they had, let's say this Fox News did this towards Obama. They would be calling for that man's head or her head, whoever it would be, especially if they're white.
Right. They'd be calling them racist. It's hate speech. It's this. It's that. All the typical
things
they put out.
Okay,
there.
So let's change it up here. So
we're gonna change it up.
We have. Okay, now in this whole impeachment. Now I'm sorry. I have to bring up the impeachment just a little bit because it's still going on in the country. I mean, the bigger topic actually is the coronavirus. Like I said in my opening statement, the last report I saw, it's in 17 different countries now, and they have yet to been able to contain it, so they're trying. But I don't know that China can contain it. They said they had to quarantine 55 million people now. That was the other day. They said it was 11 million people because of Wuhan, but now they're saying it's 55 million. There's no way you can control 55 million people. Somebody's going to get out. But so we have to, but I want to talk about this impeachment just a little bit here, because I have a video that we want to play for you. And this is from Rand Paul. And he's on here talking about the only people that actually did a quid pro quo was Joe Biden. And Joe Biden and his son were the only ones that have made money, any kind of money, out of this whole deal. Joe Biden's son was making, $1 million a year?
Yeah, and
from
he said
not
they
even
actually
knowing anything about energy? Can someone give me that job?
Yeah, and Rand Paul actually said they have proof of it.
Yeah, and they have actual proof of it. There's video of it. And then on top of that, the ex-ambassador, his name slips me, that he just wrote the book. What's his name?
Bolton,
thank you.
I'm sorry.
I never really paid too much. I never really cared for him, to be honest with you. But anyways, he's making money from this whole impeachment thing. So you have the Bidens that made money from all of this. You have Bolton now making money from all of this. You have CNN. The only reason why they're making any money because people tune in just to see how stupid they are. They're making money from it. So we're going to play this video from earlier today. I think it was from today. We're going to play this video today with Rand Paul, where he's talking about who's actually making money in all of this. So let's go to that video now.
He seemed to expand his attacks on the president there by talking about Bolton's book, specifically now going after the president's children. I believe we still have Republican Senator Rand Paul. Senator, I want to bring you in because when you hear Chuck Schumer saying this talk in the Bolton book about maybe the president was too friendly to China, Chuck Schumer saying maybe we need to take a look at whether the president's children profited from that. What's your reaction to that and what it means for your push for Hunter Biden coming in as a witness?
You know, I'm offended and shocked that Schumer would be so scurrilous as to accuse the president and his children of making money illegally off of politics, when the only people we know who have actually made money off this have been Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. So Hunter Biden makes $1 million a year. That's documented. But Schumer simply creates and makes up and says, oh, maybe the president's kids are making money. John Bolton is making money as we speak. He's probably already gotten a several $1 million advance for this book. He's making money by testifying against the president. The only people we know that have actually made money, Hunter Biden and now John Bolton. And they're not objective. John Bolton's not objective in any way now that he's been cashing $1 million checks. But to have Schumer come up and say, out of the blue, maybe the president's kids are making money with no evidence at all, that's defamation, and they ought to sue him.
Senator, I hear the anger in your voice. You think this is a misstep for Senator Schumer to bring the president's children into this?
Well, it's a transference. We've been talking all along about the president asked that corruption be investigated in Ukraine, and the evidence is out there that Hunter Biden was getting $1 million while his dad was busy firing the prosecutor that was going after Hunter Biden's company. That's all in the record. There's nothing in the record about the president's kids. So Schumer just has created this whole thing out of whole cloth and said, oh, well, why don't we just go after the president's kids? We don't know yet whether or not the president's dealings with the Chinese president have something to do with the Trump's making money. Mm-hmm. He just made it up, completely made it up. Senator, that is defamation of character, and he ought to go to court and be sued for it.
And
you know what? I mean, they make up lies, and like I was saying earlier, they make up lies, and people go along with it, and people believe the lies because it feels good to them. And that's what they want to be the truth. That's why how do they say it? Your truth is not the same as our truth. It just depends on your truth. What do you mean? I mean, for them to say that's just a dumb statement.
I mean, the sad thing is they're making things up.
Yes.
They are making things up constantly. And their base, once they hear it, they take it in. And what do we hear when we go out in the streets? We hear, well, didn't you hear that his daughter's making money off of China? Didn't you hear that they're making money?
Did you hear that?
Schumer said it, therefore it's true.
He goes like this. He goes, oh, did you hear? Their name is on a building somewhere. I'm like, what? I said, do you not even understand that? His name was on buildings multiple places before he ran for president. And at the same time, a lot of people don't know that President Trump, he has sold his name. You know, so is it like a franchise? Because you can buy a McDonald's franchise and it's still named McDonald's. It's the same way you can do with President Trump. If you have enough money, you can pick up the Trump name and put it on your building and call it the Trump Tower.
I mean, here's the thing, though. They're not making money. There's no proof.
He's already
losing anybody making money. He's going, well, maybe they're making money. It's exactly what Rand Paul said. It's transferring, right? It's saying we're guilty of this, but we don't want you to pay attention of this, and we have proof that this is true. We're going to transfer that guilt onto you guys.
Yeah, because they have actual proof that they're making money.
Right.
They have actual proof that they're making money from the whole thing, this, you know, writing books and everything. But they don't have any proof that the Trump children are making money. They're making it up.
I mean, it's so absurd. I don't even know how Schumer got up there and put in his head that that was something that was okay to do.
Yeah, well, you know what? They find it okay because it's the Trumps that they're attacking.
I mean,
as long as the Trumps that they're attacking, they find it okay, and there's nothing wrong with it because they're conservatives.
They're saying that Trump lies every day. Well, guess what, Schumer? You lied today. You lied yesterday. I can't tell you how many times I get on here and I hear you lie. You guys are transferring your own guilt onto Trump and to other people because you don't want them to, you don't want it to you to look bad. I mean, that's all it is. They're looking bad.
Yeah, they're looking bad. They're making themselves look bad. And you know what? They don't need anybody's help to look bad. They're doing it all on their own. They're doing it all on their own. Okay. So I know we could go on and on about that, you know, and it's all tied into the impeachment. It's all tied into all of that, you know. But like I said earlier,
it's all tied into fake news.
Yeah.
It's all tied into the lies that the left is telling, but yet they're saying that President Trump and his administration is lying. I don't.
But you know what? That's what they do to distract people. Because like I said earlier, the biggest story here is the coronavirus. That's the biggest story.
I mean, that's something they should really be talking about, right? They should talk about
the cases that are here in America. They should try to say, look, people, you've got to be more careful. Tell people to wash your hands when you go out to places. Wipe everything down. Because I know when you go to certain grocery stores, they have those little wipes. You can wipe that off. I don't even know if that's even helping, right? We don't know. But people, they're not telling people to prepare. And, did I just say prepare? Prepper? Am I being a prepper? I mean, my goodness, people talk bad about people that want to prep for the crazy stuff that's coming. Hey, the coronavirus is on the planet. You might want to prepare. I'm just saying. Okay, so what do we have next here?
We're going to talk about ICE again. Of course, we told you the story about ICE issuing subpoenas in New York City because they have let out over 7,500 of these illegal immigrants onto the streets. Well, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is prepared to go to court with two sanctuary cities. That is Denver, Colorado, and New York City. If they fail to provide personal information on illegal immigrants with criminal records released in each city instead of being transferred to ICE. And they say, listen, we expect them to comply. Right?
But that's so racist.
If they don't comply...
But that's so racist.
Right. But listen, if they don't comply, they say they'll be working with the Department of Justice to go to district court to force them to comply with requirements. It's ridiculous. I mean, honestly, it says if the individuals fail to comply, this is individuals, right, within the government. If they fail to comply with ICE when they go to them, they can be held for contempt. So they said, and I think it's so funny, they can show up to court with their toothbrush because they might not be going home that night because they could be jailed for failure to comply with the law, lawful order from a judge.
I mean,
that's the route we're going.
Is it not something how you have the left that's going against law and order?
I mean, that's exactly what it is. They're supposed to uphold the laws of the land, and they're completely going against them.
The left, they go against law and order, and they are not protecting the citizens.
One of the number one jobs of anybody in these positions is to protect the people within their city, within their state, within the country, and that is not what they're doing.
We talked about the 92-year-old woman that was raped.
You remember and murdered.
I think it was in Colorado where they were took down an American flag and put up a Mexican flag. Remember that? I mean, this is happening, and then where's the left about that? They say nothing. They're okay with burning the American flag. So you have ICE members that's doing their job protecting the American people, and you have the left that's fighting against them. Kamala Harris said that ICE, that she equated ICE with the KKK.
She absolutely did. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And we constantly get this from the left. This is like I mentioned earlier. It's the left that's always putting labels on people that go against their ideology. It's always the left. The ICE is not the KKK. I mean, that's such a stupid statement. Or for her to try to come across and make people believe that. Well, you know what the sad thing is, Shannon? You have people on the left that believe that now. Because Kamala Harris said, just like they believe that the Trump family is making money because Trump is president. Because Adam Schiff said it. All they have to do, they believe that President Trump did something wrong on the phone call with Ukraine because Adam Schiff said it.
I don't even think they really think anything went wrong. I think they're just looking for something to get them on. I mean, because
I'm talking about the average liberal out there that don't want to look at anything else other than what the mainstream liberal media is telling them. They believe all of this stuff is happening.
I mean, they sure do.
I mean, Adam Schiff has got to know that he's lying. I mean, he's got to know. How do you lie and not know?
Or could it be
that they've been turned into a reprobate mind and he doesn't know?
Oh, he knows. I mean, he even said, listen, this is our only hope to not allow Trump to go into the 2020 election because they can't depend on the results of the election. Right. Whatever.
Basically,
you know what?
Telling you, the American people, that your vote, you should not be able to vote for President Trump this 2020.
But here's
election.
The sad thing. I mean, ICE is having to go to great lengths to take these people that have broken our laws, one, by being here illegally, but then they further broke laws by murdering. 200 of the people were actually accused of murder or other serious crimes, right? And they're fighting the local government to protect the local people and the people in the country. That doesn't make sense. Now, listen, they say, are they really going to take these individuals to court? I don't know. I guess it remains to be seen. Remains to be seen if they actually comply with the ICE subpoenas. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they're going to go from there. Really, what they're trying to do is use New York City and Denver, Colorado as an example. If, listen, you don't follow our laws, then there's going to be repercussions to that, right? And if they have to go as far as holding individual people accountable for not upholding the law, then that's what they're going to have to do.
Wait a minute. So to my understanding, some of these people are in law enforcement that they're getting ready to subpoena.
Well, it doesn't say specifically.
Well, I mean, the only reason why I say that, because, like, for example, in what was it, Arizona, where they said that they were not going to comply, or they were going to try to force the police department not to comply with ICE. Remember that? They have had some places that law enforcement not to comply with ICE and turn these people over. So there has to be someone in law enforcement, because who's ICE going to for these people? ICE, they go when they have the people and they detain them, they're supposed to notify ICE.
Well, in addition to that, they're also trying to get addresses and information on where these people are. That hasn't been released to ICE either. So where that information is withheld or who's holding it, I'm not really sure. Of course, there's a lot more to this than what the article is saying. But it's just sad that they're having to go to these lengths to protect the American people.
Yeah, exactly.
And honestly, people, who are the ones that are breaking the law? It's Democrats. And then they're harboring illegals in the country.
Yeah.
We got to vote them out.
Earlier again, they called, what I was mentioning, how the Democrats label everything. They label the wall as something racist. The wall is something that's going to protect these same Democrats, but they label it racist. Why? Because it's not something that they want now. You know, they were acting like they wanted it in the past. And the only reason why they wanted it in the past, because they were already controlling people here. They already control black people here. And now that they're losing so many people, they're going to any measure to replace these votes. That's why you have in New York where they're making it where illegals can vote. That's why in Florida they're making it where illegals can vote. That's why in California they're making it where illegals can vote. They're making it where they can vote because they see that the American people, New Jersey, hello, 150,000 people showing up to a Trump rally. This is unheard of. They never would imagine that so many people would do RSVP to it. They said people were there in line overnight, freezing cold.
And having a great time. Yes. There's nothing but positivity
no fighting,
there.
No, you don't see any signs of saying F this person, F that person. You don't see any of that. It's the opposite. Why? Let me talk, go on this one point before we go to the next topic here. Is when you see these Trump rallies, they have positive signs, positive messages. And you brought this up once before, too. And then when you look at like the Women's March or a leftist rally, they have all of these hideous signs. Mm. So people who believe in God not showing these hideous signs, saying F this person, F that person. And then you have people who go along with Satan showing all these despicable signs. It should be, you can't even make it up. It's a clear indication on who is supporting what is good and who is supporting what is bad. Mm,
100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to the next topic here. Let's go ahead and put that up on the screen for us.
Okay, so
AOC. And
yeah,
now
we're going to talk about AOC just a little bit, right? Because AOC is now saying that the Democrat party is a center conservative party. She adds, we don't have a left party in America. She said that the Democrat Party is center party. She says that, let me see here, that it, what did she say? I'm sorry. Yeah, our printer's not working, so I don't get to print out everything and highlight it. So I'm sorry. But she's saying that today people like Biden and AOC would not be in the same party. And I agree with that. That's what Will was saying earlier when he said that I said that there's almost a third party hiding in the Democrat Party. That's exactly what I think. There's people that are in the Democrat Party that are actually progressive. AOC admits that she is a progressive in the Democrat Party, and she's trying to swing the party to be more progressive, right? Mm. I mean, truly, this just further proves what we've said before, that the Democrat Party is in a identity crisis, because there are some moderate Democrats. I don't think they're conservative, because I don't think any of them are for the wall. You know, I don't think any of them really are pro. Well, there may be one or two that might be pro-life, but the majority of them are pro-choice. I mean, a lot of the Democrat agenda sits with all of them as a whole.
I mean, let's talk about.
But there are some that have more socialist ideologies, yeah. Like Bernie and AOC. Definitely, I would not call them Democrats. No, I would call them.
You know what they call them? They call them Democrat socialists, and that's what they call themselves.
But they're not Democrats.
Are socialist Democrats?
They don't even believe in democracy. No, but they believe that they could take from the.
But what I'm saying is that they call themselves socialist Democrats, and they're saying that they're not actually socialists, and they're saying they're not actually Democrats. So they're like merging the two together, and they call themselves socialist Democrats. When I was in San Francisco. Out on the streets, you know, I was bullhorning when I was at they had a Democrat convention, and I was out there bullhorning, of course. And I was talking to this lady, and she said that she's a socialist Democrat. And because the socialism that Bernie Sanders is wanting to implement in the country is different than the socialism that has been implemented in the past. It's the different socialism than Venezuela. They basically said that, oh, we can do socialism better. I mean, she seriously told me that. We can do socialism better.
I mean, there's no such thing. I mean, socialism is socialism. It doesn't change their ideology.
Well, socialism is right? Communism. They just say socialism so because they know people are going to run away from communism.
That's ridiculous. What it is. It's absolutely ridiculous. But we're going to continue now talking about AOC, right? So Trump, a Supreme Court actually upheld Trump's policy that says that in a 5-4 decision on Monday, the Supreme Court issued a ruling that allows for Trump's public charge policy to take place. It says that that U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services officers have the ability to deny immigrants citizenship status if the record indicates that they have a history of obtaining food stamps, Medicaid, public housing assistance, welfare, etc., right? So AOC, if you don't mind showing the next article, AOC attacks Trump, right, on his migrant welfare rule. She says that the public charge immigration policy on Tuesday argues it amounts to a wealth test for admission into the United States. She says that certain immigrants are considered likely to use government assistance. She said, this is shameful. The New York Congresswoman tweeted on Monday, America shouldn't have a wealth test for admission. It's a place where millions of people are descendants of immigrants who came with nothing and made a life. The American dream isn't a private club with a cover charge. So hold on 1 minute, because I know okay, Will's just as upset as me.
Go ahead. I'm going to let you go ahead because I know you.
Right. So let me just give you a little history, AOC. Right. So I have family. My great grandparents came from Italy. They came through Ellis Island, right? And here's a little elementary training or history for you that is taught through grades 1 through 8. I guess you missed this, right? But back then, when you came through Ellis Island, you actually had to prove that you could support yourself here in America.
Really?
Did you know that?
You had to
prove
you could support yourself?
You had to prove that you could be...
Now, why is that not racist?
You had to prove that you could be a productive citizen here in America. That's right. You know what? When my great-grandparents came, my great-grandpa came first from Italy. Back then, you would go to a community that was similar to where you came from. So it was a community of Italians, and they would basically integrate into the United States. They would, in that community, they would learn certain trades that were here. They would learn how to speak English. They would learn how to be productive here in America. This also happened on my other side. My father's great-grandfather came from Yugoslavia. Same thing. One went to Chicago and worked in the factories, and then my family from Italy actually became farmers. Mm. But guess what? They had to prove that they could do it. They had to prove that they would be productive.
So
they never got government assistance,
You mean to tell me they came here and wasn't asking for a handout?
You know what? It's sad that people like AOC don't understand why people came to America. They came to America not for freebies. They came to America to make a better life. They wanted to provide for their families.
Yeah, I think AOC's reasoning, and just because I believe she's a completely nut job, I think her reasoning is that she wants to bring in people that's just going to bring down the country even more. Because they don't. So what happens, they bring people in, and the most people that are affected by people that's just bum-rushing the country are black communities. And she knows this. I'm pretty sure she knows this. And we've seen it throughout the country. And I think that same thing like in New York, where Amazon was getting ready to set up shop. Well, I think it was, 50,000 jobs?
That was a lot of jobs.
So my understanding, so she made sure that that didn't go through so people would not have jobs. I mean, so I truly believe her reasoning is to make it to where this country is overwhelmed and have too many resources going out to be able to sustain all of the people that are coming into the country. So when you have, put it like this, the whole thing like the coronavirus, now they're trying to quarantine 55 million people, and if you have 55 million people trying to rush and leave the country, there's no way you can sustain that type of track.
We're already in debt. We're already in debt. We can't take on more debt and pay for people's education. We can't pay for, and they want a plan now where they have these people dependent on the government, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
It's sad. My point, I guess, is that it's really sad that we've lost what America is really about. Now, in that one article that I talked about where AOC said that some Democrats are center right, she said another reason why she said that is because she said that some still believe that one reason why America is so successful is because it's a capitalistic country. And it's the same thing when our families came here. It was capitalism that helped them provide for their families, that helped them become successful. You could do whatever you wanted to do. You had the ability to own, like I said, my family had a farm. They also owned bars. They were Italian, so, they liked to drink. And they owned dry cleaners. Little moonshine. We had some little Italian mafia in our family. But anyways.
Uncle Frank.
But but they took advantage of the capitalism here in America. It's how they provided for their families. It's how they paid for their families to go to school.
But see,
there was a sense of pride in working. You know what? These people loved getting up in the morning, going to work, and they felt a sense of pride when they had a meal on the table for their family.
Well, see, that's
and they worked hard for it.
Part of the reason why this country is the greatest country in the world is because of capitalism. That's the reason why they want to bring in socialism. And just like I was talking about AOC, how she, her, one of her plan is to destroy this nation, along with Bernie Sanders, along with many of these other Democrats that are joining the whole socialist movement. They want to destroy what has worked. Right. Why would you do that? Why not make capitalism better? And I truly believe that's exactly what President Trump is doing. He's making it with the, what, you know, when he's doing the tariffs and the same thing where he did the China deal, $200 billion for the next 2 years. That's because of capitalism. And guess who benefits from that? The American people, because now they're going to be buying goods from America.
Right. What is the motivation of people coming to America when they get things for free? Listen, when you come from places that are poor, and you come here on government assistance and you get free housing, you get free food, you have more than what you had before. And so guess what? They're happy. They're satisfied. There's no motivation in doing more. Now, I'm not saying that all of them are like that. That's not what I'm saying.
There's a great majority.
There are a lot of people that want to do the right thing. What I'm saying is we're creating.
I actually have relatives that live on government assistance and have made it a career. Mm-hmm. And get upset with me because I say, you know, you shouldn't make this a career, and got mad at me. I've had relatives want to physically fight me because I don't agree with being on government assistance. So when you have like AOC making a gateway, or the Democrats making a gateway for these people to come over here and do absolutely nothing and constantly get paid, there's only so many resources that the American people can put out to make this happen for people that don't want to do anything. So they want to dry us. They want to drain us all. That's exactly what's happening. They want to drain us all.
They're definitely not focused on making us great.
No.
Right. I mean, they want people to depend on them, and that creates a future voter.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so we're almost at the end here. We still got a little bit more time. I want to say one thing. This is what I do on a day-to-day basis. I need your help. I need your support. I know I'm here at the end and everyone's going like, oh, here we go again. But I'm being honest with you. Do you want someone that's going to lie to you and say one thing or another? I'm going to be completely honest. And I've had people dislike me because I've told them the truth about who I am. I'm not trying to hide anything. Why do I need to hide something? This is what I'm doing. I need your support. We need your help to make this happen, to continue to do this. I don't have a day job. And I might
You do have
to.
A day job.
I mean, I guess this is my day job. Yeah, I guess I need to stop saying that. I've already said that once. So I think we have another article that we want to get into before we go?
Do we have time to do it real quick? I think we do. Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So we do have one more thing to talk about, and it's about a school here in Austin, Texas. It is being sued by the ACLU. Basically, what happened is there was a LGBTQ parade that was happening in the school district.
They forgot the P.
Oh, well, they used Q, so...
No, it's Q, then P. They forgot the P plus.
Anyways, in preparation for the parade, a group of individuals that were LGBTQ decided to take the logo of the school district and put the rainbow flag behind it, right?
So they took the actual logo from the school and put the rainbow flag
from the school district.
It.
Correct. And so the school district, of course, there's people within the school that don't agree with it. The school district told everybody that it is a trademark logo and they are not allowed to alter it in any way. And that includes this group. They don't allow any group. We're not just picking on the LGBTQ, okay?
Let me finish telling my story. Let me just jump in. Isn't that the same thing like if we wanted to change the logo of Walmart? I mean, wouldn't Walmart want to sue us? Would they be upset with that? Microsoft, we want to change the logo of Microsoft? I mean, what if they wanted to change the logo, you know, to MSNBC. Right. People would be upset.
Right. I mean, the school was really nice in their letter, right? They said if a non-school related group, that means everybody, not specifically just the LGBT group, alters or uses the official mark or logo accompanied by text, it would suggest to the viewer that the school district endorses the group's activities, right? And they don't endorse anybody's activities. They allow them to happen. They, you know, they allow a forum for them to have. But now, of course, they're saying that this isn't infringing on their free speech. It's not free speech, people. It's their logo. They let you have your free speech. They let you have your march. It's so ridiculous that you wanted to take a trademark and change it for your own agenda, and now you're upset because the people have the and, logo don't agree with it.
Yeah, and that's not why they. That, by them doing that, they're saying that the school is endorsing that lifestyle. So what happens if they took a cross and put it with the logo? I guarantee the ACLU will be suing to have the cross removed. But here they're trying to sue to have the rainbow involved. I mean, it's. Where does it end?
I mean, it's so ridiculous because they actually let them have a parade. They actually supported the parade. And just because they said, listen, you know, a teacher, they actually made t-shirts with the school district logo with the
rainbow
flag behind it. And they were just like, listen, that's not, we don't appreciate you altering the logo. We don't let anybody do it. And therefore we can't let you do it. And then they got to get the ACLU involved because they didn't get their way. I'm so sick of these people pushing and pushing and pushing because they want it their way. Guess what, people in America, and you need to teach your children this, even if they're LGBT or not, that they're not always going to get their way.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Buck up and swallow it. I mean, I'm sorry. They already did this for you, and now you're not happy because it just wasn't enough. Right?
It's never enough. It's ridiculous. Never enough. You give them an inch, they're going to take a mile.
Right.
It's never enough. It's never ending when it comes to the left. It's never going to be. The only time I think it's going to be enough is if they force everyone to participate in the sinful acts that they want to go along with. It's never going to be enough until they can raise every child to start living that lifestyle or to say the lifestyle is wonderful. I'm entitled to say no. I have my freedom to say that lifestyle is not right. That lifestyle is not good for our children. It's not good for our community. It's not good for our society. It's not good for humanity. I have every right to say that. Now, do you have to listen to what Will Johnson says? Do you have to run out there and change your life because Will Johnson says so? No, you don't. Don't try to change mine, though.
I mean,
that's where I have the problem. You want to live your life, and I don't agree with your lifestyle because I have that freedom to disagree with it, but you don't have the freedom to take my freedoms away. And that's exactly what they're doing. That's what I don't like. I can't stand it.
Right. It's like they need your approval. And
yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately, it doesn't always happen. Listen. You should be able to, everybody should agree to disagree sometimes, right? And in this case, these people act like they're being treated differently, and they're really not.
No, they're not.
They're really not. You know, they're treating them just the same as everyone else. They just don't like it. And it's like they have to make an issue. I mean, it's like they have to create this victimhood when there was none. Simply, they gave them the parade. They let them have it. They supported it in a sense where they didn't say, don't have it, right? I mean, obviously, teachers supported it because they had t-shirts on as well. They just said, don't alter the logo.
Yeah, but they got upset because they want to